Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Small Biz Talk Radio. This is Lori Leiker. I'm a business coach in Austin, Texas, but I work with people all over the world, including a bunch in the Ukraine, which really kind of surprises me. And I help people with business processes and employee retention and just generally strategic planning and whatnot. Today, we are very, very privileged to have as our guest a man that Entrepreneur.com called one of the 27 masters of marketing and PR every entrepreneur can learn from. We're talking about Scott James. And welcome to the show, Scott.
Hi, thanks for having me. Really happy to be here.
And you do more than just marketing. You're a poet, you're a brand manager, you do coaching. What are some of the, if you could just kind of sum it up in a nutshell, what are three or four of the top things that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I identify as an author coach who also coaches small business owners and has held most marketing or branding positions in the past. And the thing that I love doing the most is writing poetry. So in my mind, that's kind of how they all fit together right now.
And when you're writing poetry, it's a little bit different than just sitting down and coming up with a verse, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I am an improv typewriter poet. So primarily what I do is I go out, I either get hired to a party or set up at an event, and then people will give me a word, and I'll write them a poem, a personalized poem on the spot. And last year I did, my mission was to write and give away 1,000 poems, which I did. And this year I'm back doing more events, but really just writing, putting together more books this time.
That's awesome. I just love that idea, especially because you do it on a typewriter and not on a computer, like most of us are working on these days.
Indeed. It's super fun.
And, you know, you probably attract a lot of attention from people because they're like, what is that?
it's a very generational response. Kids, mostly, have never seen a typewriter before. They think it looks like a UFO. And then retired folks often get a little nostalgic where I hear a story about how they wrote all their college papers on something that looked like that.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. So what I wanted to talk to you about today is email marketing and email lists and how to build those lists. A lot of people today are so inundated with spam emails, and so they're reluctant to use email as a marketing tool. But email marketing really is pretty effective, isn't it?
Yeah. Of all the options that are out there for audience building, email marketing is the best. It has the highest, it consistently has the highest conversion rates. It consistently has the largest segment of sales coming from email marketing. And it has the advantage of being the only sort of list-building technique that an author or a small business owner can own as their own that isn't built on someone else's platform.
So when we're talking about email lists, these are people that your emails would go to, that you could use in Outlook if you wanted to do a mail merge, but even easier, something like MailChimp or Constant Contact.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And specifically, when I talk about email marketing, I do always tell clients sort of the bottom line that you should base it. You should, you know, house your list of contacts in something like MailChimp or Constant Contact. There's a lot of good email softwares out there. But it should be something like that rather than out of, let's say, your Gmail inbox. And the reason for that is there's a fair amount of rules and regulations, as well as so those that you should follow. That's what software will help you follow. But then also, there's a lot of data that you only get from being inside of one of those programs that you won't get if you just do it on your own email.
Now, one of the things that people worry about when they think about using email marketing is that they're going to be bothering people with things that they don't necessarily want to have. So what do you tell people about making sure that their content and their frequency is not bothering people?
The first thing I usually tell people is that this is something that we as content creators or as a business owner or as an author are afraid of. It's a very common fear. But it is not something that happens a lot. I've never had a client, nor have I heard a story where someone was sending out lots of content, and the majority of the feedback they got from the people who voluntarily signed up for their lists was complaints about, oh, this is too much, you're sending me too much. Because email marketing is just set up to the point where if somebody doesn't like what you're sending, they just unsubscribe. So it's no problem. So the first thing I say is that it's normal to be sort of concerned about how your content is going to get received, especially if you're new to email marketing. But the way that you build your email list is always through what I call an opt-in list, and ideally a double opt-in. So these people, you know, anybody who's receiving an email from you wants it. They signed up on purpose. So you're never sending an email to someone who didn't say, hey, Lori, send me an email, right? So if the idea that they are somehow going to be annoyed by you delivering content that they signed up for usually doesn't pan out. That said, if it is the case where somebody's emailing lots and lots of content out, what I usually tell people is you want to email out content that is at a rate that you can maintain. So if you send out a newsletter once a week or once a month, that's good. Whatever your sort of period is that you can repeat and stay consistent with, it's never good to just send a lot and then stop and take a long break and be inconsistent.
So consistency is one of the top suggestions so that people are anticipating receiving from you on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, there's sort of two things to think about. So that is correct. Consistency of something like a newsletter or like a blog update, that version of email marketing, consistency is key. There's somebody here in Austin, Texas, where you and I both live, named Austin Kleon, and he's a writer. And he has some fantastic resources on creativity. He's a great example of somebody who every single Friday he sends out 10 bullet points of things that he read or discovered that week that are amazing. And it has to happen every single Friday. If we're going to not happen, you can count on it. So it builds trust with him over time.
And so people are getting used to him and seeing him because it's kind of like the drip method, but we're going to talk about that later. Go ahead with what you were going to say.
Yeah. Well, I think I might be about to talk about what he just mentioned, but basically, yeah, sending something consistently at the same time every week or every month is going to build, you know, trust, and if it's good, it's going to build expectation. And I think we all know somebody who sends out really quality content, and you know when they show up in your inbox, you're happy about it. So the other version to make sure that people are happy about getting your email is to make sure that you deliver on what you promise. And that would be something like if you offer a free guide for whatever your business does on your website, maybe it's a checklist or a free PDF or a short ebook. And it addresses a problem that those folks would have. In you know, they give you their email, they download the free guide, and then they're automatically on your email list as the setup. Mm-hmm. Or, and I think this is what you were referring to, you can set it up so that maybe they get the freebie, or maybe the freebie is a series of emails, and it's a helpful course that helps them solve their problem or teaches them a new skill, delivered in, let's say, 8 emails over a 2-week period.
And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about drip marketing. It can be that kind of course, but there are other ways of doing drip marketing, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one way is to do something like that, where it's a contained course. Another way that will work well is that, let's say, somebody signs up for your, PDF or the free guide. Following up with at kind of a set intervals with people who downloaded that, maybe to see how it worked out for them, or to see if they needed help with it, and doing that, and then just following up on something that you deliver free is another way. You can often, with an email marketing software, you can schedule those emails so that they'll come at set goals. And this is the kind of thing, as a small business owner, you can really automate the follow-up for your lead generation, through your email list.
Mm-hmm. Another way that I've heard of drip marketing being used is if you have an event. So 2 weeks before the event, you send out to your email list, and then a week later, you send out something else. And then when you're getting closer to the event, you start sending every other day until you get to the day before, and then you send a, hey, this is it, this is your last opportunity kind of thing. So you're feeding a little bit at a time until you get to the point where it's just, here it is, and you've got to get this done.
Absolutely, and that sort of approach, it works well for a live event, works well for a webinar, works well for whenever you're marketing a new course. Let's say you do an online course, or you're selling for a particular sort of contained internet workshop. So that kind of an approach, starting 2 weeks out, like you say, and then increasingly more frequent as the day approaches. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Great way to drip emails out there.
Now, one of the things that you had mentioned before is rate of return on your email list, on the emails that you send out. Way back before the Earth's crust cooled, I had a marketing professor tell me that with direct mail at that time, you had a 4% return. What is that now on email? Is it pretty close to the 4%?
Yeah, I would say that I hesitate to give a baseline, and here's why. It drastically depends on what you do with your list. Across the industry, for like MailChimp, I really like to point to because they are very, very generous with the industry, and they share a lot of aggregate data because they'll anonymize millions of emails from businesses that use their service. And it seems to fluctuate, I'd say, somewhere between 2 and 5% for most like industry verticals. But at the same time, it can be, I work with some clients who will have, an open rate of 40% on their list, and that's just normal. And that's because they've always sent out good things to their list. They nurture their list. They send out, good content consistently, and that's just how it's always been. And the people who are on their list look forward to it. And then at the same time, they're going to get, a much higher click-through rate on those open emails. So I hesitate to put a number, but that's, I would say, sort of the industry averages pulled from MailChimp data. I encourage anybody who wants to check out sort of the specific numbers for their niche or industry vertical, go over to MailChimp. You should be able to find, you know, their reporting. But in general,
go ahead.
In general, it's a direct. It's going to be higher. The better you're going to have a higher open rate and a higher click-through rate, the better quality stuff that you put out there. If you put your best
one thing that I've
your emails, and so people are used to getting really high quality stuff, your numbers, your percentages are going to be higher. Your rate of retention will be higher.
I have noticed that when I'm in MailChimp, and for those who are listening that don't know what MailChimp is, it's a way to send bulk emails out that allows you to do everything from newsletters to individualized letters to make them look like they're emails just to one person. So it gives you a lot of flexibility in there. But I noticed that when you send something out on MailChimp, it'll give you your industry average. So for mine, for instance, it's consulting. So an industry average of opens on consulting emails is 16%. Or the average click-through rate is 1.6%. So if you're above that, then you're doing fairly well.
Yeah, I think that's a good guide. And absolutely, if you can be above average on the MailChimp stats, that's something to be happy about.
Mm-hmm.
Not an easy thing to maintain and nurture with.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had a discussion last night about email marketing, and this is something that got a lot of people talking in a coaching group that I had. A few of the people who were in the group say that when they get business cards from someone at a networking event, they just go ahead and add them to their email list. And others said, absolutely not. Ask permission before you put somebody on your email list. What's the current take on etiquette for things like that?
Sure. That is not okay. So if someone gives you a business card as a contact, even if it's as a business contact, sure, you're more than welcome to send them an email, but you cannot put them on your email list unless you ask them directly. So all I would say is if somebody, is in the practice of adding, business contacts that they meet at a networking event, just say at the end of the conversation when you exchange cards, is it okay if I put you on my email list too? And, I update people about what I'm working on. And I think most people will say, sure, especially in a networking environment. And that, in my mind, is okay. It's not ideal. So the ideal situation is a double opt-in. And all that means is you want someone to say, I want to be on your list, typically by signing up on a form on your website, and then your email software, let's say MailChimp, is going to automatically send them a confirmation that's going to show up in their inbox,
mm-hmm.
and then that will then confirm. So that's the double opt-in, essentially twice.
Okay, and then you're sure that they've said yes to what you're sending out. Now, how would somebody get an email aggregator or software like that on their website to catch people who want to be part? What are some of the software programs out there that they could add to their website to make them more approachable?
Sure. There are quite a few, and most of them work pretty well. MailChimp is really good, and one of the things I like about MailChimp is it integrates with WordPress, it integrates with Squarespace. It works with everything really well. So MailChimp is, and it also offers, you can use it for free, up to, I feel like it's up to 5,000 people on your list. But that number might be, if you're starting out and you have no email list, it's built for that. And then it will grow with you. So if you, they only start charging you after you get to a certain size. So essentially it's as easy as you go to MailChimp, you sign up for an account, and they'll have tutorials for you. For folks who are professional bloggers, I would highly recommend looking at something called ConvertKit, which is excellent. And I won't go into details here, but it does sort of list segmentation and data. It arranges data in a way that is ideal for someone who uses their blog or their website as a major business driver. So if you're a small business person, you know, and you're using email marketing pretty heavily, ConvertKit is a really good program to look at. If you're just starting out and you want something, you just want to try it out, maybe you feel like it feels like a lot to even install a form or think about managing another program, there's something called the Hello Bar. And it's usually a half inch or so bar that will show up at the top of your website. And it's a very simple, you know, if you want to follow my newsletter, or you can change the wording, but it's just an ask and then a field for someone to sign up. It's super, super easy. They keep track of all the analytics, and then they'll email you every time you get a new sign up. So if you just want to dip your toe in the water, try out the Hello Bar. If you're pretty serious and you want to start sort of dabbling in building a list and marketing to it and sending a newsletter over time, use MailChimp. And if you want to take it to the next level, check out the ConvertKit.
What about something like SumoMe?
Yeah, SumoMe is excellent. SumoMe, you know, in my experience, like they've got a lot of really useful tools. They make things like pop-up boxes extremely easy, and it's very easy for most people to use. So yeah, definitely check out SumoMe as well.
So what are a few techniques, in addition to putting an aggregator on your website, what are a few techniques that people can use to build their email list?
Yeah, well, that is the million-dollar question, sometimes literally. In my mind, your email list builds the more relationships you build. So that's usually the way that I approach it. So if you're a small business owner, this is sort of my basic strategy that I recommend. Set up something on your website that is in the middle or at the top of your homepage, you know, that's offering someone a free gift in exchange for signing up for your email list. That free gift could be a piece, it could be a checklist, it could be an email course, it could be even you know, something related to your product or your service. So have that. If you feel okay about it, some people get nervous about this, but as long as you feel, you know, okay about it and you're serious about building your list, it's good to have what I would call a welcome page or a welcome map, which is basically a full screen size page, you know, that functions a lot like a landing page, and it will, whenever somebody comes to your website, that's the first thing that they see. And it basically offers them your freebie or whatever your current product is. For, you know, if you're somebody who teaches online courses, let's say through teachable.com or something like that, it's a great place to advertise your current course. And it makes everything simple. So somebody comes to your site, they say, oh, they have a new course. Obviously, this is the most important thing that this person has. Or they have a new product. This is the most important thing that this person has. Okay, now, you know, either I'm interested immediately because I got referred to this site, or I'm going to jump through and, you know, the other button would be to look at the remainder of the site. So that really funnels the attention immediately. So that's kind of the setup that I recommend for your home base, for your hub on the on your website. Apart from that, the most successful strategies are that I'm seeing right now are co-hosting webinars. If you can, find somebody like Lauren, you and I could potentially co-host a webinar. But anybody in whatever industry you're in, you know, find another business owner who doesn't necessarily do exactly the same thing as you, but they do something that dovetails with what you do, and figure out something that both of you can teach, and then you each advertise that to each other's email list and social media audience. That is my number one recommendation to grow your email list. The second one would be sort of the classic idea of guest posting. So you want to go out, again, find people who integrate, you know, your services, solve a problem that they have. Again, if you're a service provider, let's say you do marketing, right? You might want to go find someone who has a site that caters to, you know, small business owners. And those folks, you know, if you can teach them a particular thing in a guest post that's a deep dive, I highly recommend making the time to do that. So those are my top two strategies. And both of them involve piggybacking on the trust that someone else has established with their audience, and then giving them like a really, really valuable lesson or workshop for free. And those are, I would say, the two best traffic driving and list converting things that I'm seeing right now.
Technology is changing continually, and there's a lot of competition out there for things like MailChimp and Constant Contact. Those still are two of the big ones, but do you see anything coming up down the line that would challenge those as the top of the mark?
I mean, MailChimp to me is still, it's just got everything that somebody who's starting out with email marketing needs. And the only one that I see that's coming over the horizon that is really impressive is ConvertKit.
Okay.
They're doing something really different. And one of the things that makes them different is they will track people who sign up for your different lists all on one profile rather than, you know, on, let's say, on MailChimp, where if someone signs up for multiple lists, MailChimp tracks things list by list. You know, so that person is going to show up on six different lists, and there's nowhere where you can just go look at their individual profile. Whereas on ConvertKit, it's going to say, oh, well, this person has signed up for, you know, three of your email list segments. So, like I said, I don't want to go too deep into that for folks who are starting out with it. But
right.
I can imagine more standards.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate you being with us. I'd love to have you on another time because you and I were going to talk a little bit about networking and elevator pitches. So we'll have you on again to talk about that, but I really appreciate your time today. Where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me at scottandrewjames.com. That's ScottJames. I'm sorry, ScottAndrewJames.com. And just for anybody out there, if you are thinking about an email list but you don't have one yet, start now, start tomorrow. It's never too early to start, even if you don't have a product coming, you know, that you want to market for a year. You'll be happy that you start now. So just get into it.
Well, thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.
We've been talking with Scott James. from scottandrewjames.com. He is one of the best marketers, one of the top 27 marketers, according to entrepreneur.com. And so it was a great privilege to have him on. Join us next week at the same time or anytime throughout the week for the best of what's happening in small business. Thank you so much.